Dramatic rises across the agricultural exports paint a picture of success for the free trade deals in Japan and Korea. Take beef, which has risen 30% in value. Malcolm Foster, who chaired the red meat sector of the Free Trade Committee, says the rise in Korea is significant.
To the end of June this year, our volume's up 8% and our value's up 30%. But the good part about that is that it's our market share that's increased. Our market share has gone up from 54% in June last year to 58% in June this year. And we've taken that largely off America. Their market share was 37% and is now down to 34%. So the FTA is really starting to help us.
What about in Japan?
Well, Japan is a similar story. To the end of June, our volume's up 7% and our value is up 31%. But again, in market share terms, our market share is now 60%. It's gone up from 54%. And America's market share was 36% and it's dropped to 31%. So in both markets, we're winning market share against our major competitor, the United States.
Wine exports to Japan and Korea for the first 6 months are also dramatic, especially coinciding with the weaker dollar. Wine sales in Korea are worth $6 million and Japan $23 million. Wine Australia's manager of wine intelligence, Peter Bailey.
In terms of volume to Japan, exports have grown 57% in the first 6 months of 2015 compared to the same time in 2014. And to Korea, volumes have grown 34% over that same period.
For Japan, the tariff on bulk wine has been removed altogether. What difference has that made?
Yeah, that's made a significant difference in Japan. So bulk wine exports in volume terms have grown from 430,000 litres in 2014 for that 6 months to 3 million litres.
Prawn exports to Japan have doubled in the first 6 months of the year to be worth $3.6 million. And horticulture exports have grown to Japan and Korea. Michelle Christo of the Horticulture Exporters Association.
On last year, horticulture exports to Japan are up 15%, primarily for table grapes, which reached 10 million, and mangoes, which reached 315,000. So it's been a very successful free trade agreement coupled with increased market access conditions.
What about to Korea?
Korea's up 80% on last year, in particular for citrus.
The cherries, the tariff has removed altogether there. What's the opportunity there for cherry exports?
Cherry exports, they have a huge opportunity. We see there's an opportunity of increasing the exports by about 200% in the forthcoming year.
The nut industry has reached its export goal of $1 billion worth 5 years ahead of target. Jolyon Burnett, chair of the Nut Industry Council, says it's been helped by the free trade deals, particularly with Korea.
For macadamias, it's worth about $14 million now, and that's about a doubling of value since the FTA came in. It's actually about a 250% increase in volume, but because of the devaluing of the Australian dollar, unfortunately the value isn't reflecting the increase in volume. Similarly for almonds, they've had about a 100% increase in volume, but about a 17% increase in value.
As political rows continue over whether a China FTA will cost local jobs, rural industries are pointing to results like these. They say the China deal will create more local jobs as businesses prosper, outweighing any risk from so-called imported workforce.